Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Why a familiarity, right? Number one sin of the Christian church. What should be sacred and precious is not. It's become common. Not disrespected, but not precious. Not without value, but not with the greatest value. This is familiarity. It is by far the number one sin in the Christian church. It defines lukewarmness. Why? Why familiarity? Why the strategy? Familiarity is an extension of Satan's attack in the world on the Word of God. In the world, Satan will attack the Word of God. In the Christian church, Satan will attack with familiarity. It's the same attack. Different group, same attack. Why? Why attack the Word of God? In 2 John chapter 1, turn there please. Why the attack on the Word? Why the attack through familiarity? Why the attack through the direct impact on the Word? This week, somebody had come out in England. There are billboards that are being put on buses. And they're saying, God probably doesn't exist. Relax and enjoy your life. That was interesting. I read that in Fox News yesterday. I think it was Fox News. God probably doesn't exist. Relax and enjoy your life. One of the biggest donors to this was the evolutionist Richard Dawkins. Richard Dawkins is an opponent of religion. I imagine that also means of Christianity. He wrote books like The Selfish Gene, which espouses that everything that we are is simply because of the selfish nature of our genetics and their desire to be propagated into the next generation, as though genes could think. And he also wrote what is essentially the atheist's manifesto, if you will. He calls it, I think it's called the God Delusion or something like that. Have you heard of that? Yeah. He's a professor at Oxford University, and he insists that God is not real. He didn't like the fact that they said probably in their statement, but he insists that God is not real. Psalm 14 verse 1 has something to say about that. If Dawkins ever hears this on the internet, I would encourage him to look that verse up. But anyway, he insists that God is not real. Why? Why is it that science is telling us God is not real? Or so many scientists? Science doesn't, but scientists often do. Why is that? Well, the reason is very simple. In Psalm chapter 2, the Word of God says, why do the heathen rage? Well, the reason is very simple. You see, in 2 John chapter 1 and verse 10, the Word of God says, if there come any unto you to bring not this doctrine, receive them not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Why should we guard our hearts against those people who come out against God, against the finished work? Why do we not even associate with, why do not we not allow them into our home? Doctrine is teaching. And it says, don't bid them Godspeed, and that refers both to greeting as well as to saying farewell. You don't greet them and you don't say goodbye to them. You do not associate with them. Why? Because of the same reason why they are attacking the Word of God. The world does not hate the idea of God per se. Satan wants to make himself out to be God. The world does not hate religion per se. It hates His Word. The world does not hate Christians per se. They just hate Christians who have a cross. Why? In 2 John 1:9, the Word of God says, "Whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Now, what we are experiencing today is very common, and it was told to us that it would be here. This assault on the Word of God, this intolerance toward Christians who stand in the Word of God, not toward Christians who don't stand in the Word. The world actually respects Christians who have no cross. They see them as committed and sincere. As long as there's not a cross. As long as you can have your thing and I can have mine, and we're both on the same plateau of okay, then we will respect the fact that you are committed to your value system, that you are committed to your beliefs, and they work for you. Good for you. We don't agree with that, but we have our value system, and we are committed to our beliefs, and they work for us. Good for us. You keep yours, we'll keep ours, and everybody will be happy, and we can all get along. There's a problem with that. You see, in 2 Timothy 4, the Word of God says in verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears." The word endure is anekhontai, and it means to hold up or back from falling and to bear. They will not hold up sound doctrine. The time will come when they will not hold up sound doctrine. Sound is the word hugianosis, and it means healthy, firm, pure, and uncorrupted. And doctrine is didaskalias, and it's Bible teaching, and by implication, it's also referring to the teachers. So Bible teaching and Bible teachers. "After their own lusts, they'll heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears." And in the original language, the phrase actually reads, "getting their ears tickled." Why? And who is it that they are talking about? They are talking about familiarity, and they are talking about the church. You see, the world is not interested in teaching. The church is. But the world is not interested in teaching. There are groups among the Christian community who will not tolerate sound doctrine. There are churches on every corner in so many cities in this country whose teenagers are getting pregnant, going out there and doing vile things, and thinking it's perfectly normal, perfectly okay, because there is no sound doctrine. Without a vision, people perish. If a church does not preach the pure Word of God, the uncorrupted Word of God, it is not enduring sound doctrine. It is not holding up sound Bible teaching. And this, I believe, is the case in some churches in this country. Some churches in this town. They do not uphold solid Bible teaching. Certainly there are churches that do, and thank God for them. But there are also those that do not. Why? Why is it that some of the denominations that used to be great Christian movements where the Holy Spirit was present and flowing and the Word of God was rich. Why is it now that they are doing things like in support of abortion, and I've heard that some of them even have abortion clinics in their basements? Why is that? Why is it that homosexuals can become the leaders of churches when the Bible clearly says in Romans chapter 1 that no homosexual, unless he repents of being a homosexual, will ever go to heaven? Why is that? Why is it that women are being ordained into the ministry when the Bible clearly said, suffer not a woman to preach? They are not to teach, they are not to usurp authority over men in the church. Why is that? Why is it that there is this attack on the Bible? I'll tell you why. The Word of God is that which keeps me in His kingdom. In Hebrews 13:9, the Word of God says, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Be not carried about. In the original language, that verse, that phrase means is a prohibition. With may as a present passive, it's actually may paratheriste. It's a prohibition with may and the present passive imperative of paraphereo. It's an old verb meaning to lead along, to carry past, to lead astray. It's a present passive. What does that mean? The Greek grammar is important. Why don't churches teach the grammar? I'll tell you why they don't teach it. Because they don't teach the Word of God. I would not be caught dead in a place that will not teach the Word of God. Why don't churches teach the grammar? Because the grammar gives the meaning. That's why. And I'll tell you something. This meaning says, continuously, do not allow this to happen to yourself. Continue in this action all the time. Do not allow yourself to be carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Doctrines that are apart from the finished work of Christ. Doctrines that are apart from the Pauline doctrines as defined in the Word of God, given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Yet churches, some of them, thank God for the ones that aren't, but some of them are preaching things apart from the Word of God. They are preaching people's opinions. I remember one time I saw an interview with several pastors. I was appalled. They said things like, I would never teach some of the things that are being, to this effect, they wouldn't teach some of the things that are of conviction. They will only teach a prosperity message. They'll only teach a feel-good Christianity, because who wants to hear anything else? Well, I'll tell you something. A feel-good message is sending people into hell. A feel-good message is leaving people who are not capable of standing in the trials that God brings and have no idea what spiritual warfare actually is. Yet there are churches that do this in our country. And there are not only a few of them. Why? Why is that the case? I always said I would never be caught dead in a place like that. Why is that the case? Because it is through sound doctrine that the heart, the frame of reference, is established with grace. What is grace? Grace is the government of God. It is the government of tender mercies, loving kindness. It is the government of unmerited divine favor. It is the only government that God offers, and it is through doctrine that the heart becomes established in grace. Do you understand the importance of the Word of God in your personal life? Do you understand the unbelievable premier importance of the Word of God as having first place in your day? Apart from the Word of God being continually taken in on a daily basis, you cannot stand in God's government in your experience. It's the Word of God that keeps you in your experience in the government of grace. Apart from the Word of God, the believer has no other option except to function in the government of iniquity, Satan's government, Satan's throne. There are believers all over this country, all over the world, who do not function in the government of grace because they do not have an intake, daily intake, of the Word of God. So that day they are functioning in Satan's kingdom with Him in charge of their lives. This is what happens when I don't get the Word of God every single day. This is why my emotions go haywire. And I'm not talking about anyone specific. It happens to everyone who does not get the Word of God. In whatever capacity they have, in whatever way that it manifests itself, be it a reaction or anger or a mood or an insecurity, whatever it is, any human being is in this place. If I am a born-again Christian and I'm not getting the Word of God, it doesn't matter that I'm born again. I am operating in Satan's kingdom. I have no other option. It's the Word of God that establishes the heart in God's government. That means as a believer, I'm functioning as an agent for the enemy. I cannot neglect the Word of God. The government of God does not come apart from His Word. There are only two minds possible. There is the mind of Christ or there is the mind of Adam. If I am functioning in the mind of Christ through the Word of God and the quickening of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit leads me in all truth in John 16, then I am functioning in God's kingdom. If I do not have the Word of God as my foundational premise for my frame of reference, then I don't care what I have, I don't care how I try to pretend, I am functioning in an orientation of self and I'm functioning in a kingdom of iniquity. That is what religion is. That's what religion is. That's what your Bible says. If I'm not being properly built up that day, I may as well just be an unbeliever because I'm operating in the same kingdom as every unbeliever. I don't have the capacity to operate in faith that day. I don't have the capacity to operate in spirit filling that day. Why? Because I am a human being and this is the way God made it. Why do you think God would come into the garden every single day to teach doctrine to Adam and Eve? Because they needed His Word of God. Why do you think that Satan, before he was Satan, that he was Lucifer, that he was a covering cherub? There are covering cherubs. There are covering angels in heaven. There are angels that are there for the purpose of ministering to other angels, and they minister to them the Word of God. This is their role. Why? Because there is a government. And the government has authority, and it has authority in my life, whether I like it or not. It has authority in my life. I had better make sure that I'm functioning in the right government. If my government comes out of self-orientation, a self-consciousness. And I don't mean self-consciousness like somebody is shy. That's usually just weakness or immaturity. But I mean the self-awareness that governs the basis of my decisions, where my feelings are the thing that is premier to me. What do I think? How do I feel? Do I like it? Do I not like it? Am I righteous? Am I unrighteous? When that is the foundation of my thoughts, of my evaluation, of my frame of reference, then I am by definition in iniquity. It's only the Word of God that can keep me in a government of grace. It's only the Word of God that can keep me in the government of grace. Why? Because it's only the Word of God that can produce a cross in me whereby I can go from death unto life. Don't you understand that life in self, in iniquity, is a miserable existence? Life with the life of God is a rich existence. Anytime that I become miserable, anytime that I become frustrated, irritated, annoyed, angry, insecure, anxious, I am living in an orientation of self, in a consciousness of self. This is why my flesh can go out there. It's always my flesh that does it. This is why my flesh can get out there. Why? Because I'm under a different government. There is a different governing principle, a different governing force, a different governing precept that I'm thinking upon. And that force is now regulating my thoughts and my actions. When that changes, listen to this carefully. When that changes, when the Word of God comes in, it elevates me from a throne of iniquity directly to the throne of grace, and I am living God's life with God's thoughts in God's governing principles, so that my decisions are simply from the mind of Christ. My responses are not my own, they're not of my flesh, they are of the mind of Christ. This is where the fruit of the Spirit comes from. When I have the mind of Christ, it's amazing what it does in my heart. And it's not usually an overnight thing, but it's a progressive thing, and it can progress quite quickly depending on how saturated I get with the Word of God. When I have the Word of God, I'm no longer trying to figure out, I'm no longer even trying to control myself. See, the whole concept of controlling myself is a concept that is a self-conscious concept. Why? I have to control me. It's iniquity. It's exactly where the enemy wants me. No, I don't go berserk, and I don't get self-control either. I let the Word of God control my thoughts, and my thoughts will then control my actions. And this is how the believer has the life of God. The Word of God is imperative if I'm going to remain in the government of grace. Apart from a rich diet of the Word of God, I cannot. Why? It's a supernatural thing. I cannot remain in the government of grace because I have left my provision to keep me there. In and of myself, I'm a fallen man. In and of myself, I have a corrupt mind because I have an old sin nature. In and of myself, I will turn to the beggarly elements. In and of myself, I would live in lust patterns. In and of myself, I would not turn to God. I would not have the mind of Christ. I will have a fallen mind, and I will respond to the initiations of the world, which is, of course, in the hands of the evil one. Why? The fall. If I don't have the Word of God, all I have is the old sin nature. The fall. What is it that you want to operate in? It's not just that you're operating in a flesh. It's that there's a kingdom behind it. through the Word of God, and that is the only means by which I can do it, I operate in God's government. Through the Word of God, I operate in grace. Through the Word of God, grace becomes experiential. But without the Word of God, I have no option except to operate under Satan's dominion. Why? Because he has dominion over the world. My fallen nature is simply my extension out to the world. Do you see the importance? Folks, it's everything. Why do you think the Word of God says that Job esteemed the Word of God above his daily food? Above that which he felt was necessary. He esteemed it above it. It had a greater value to him. Why? Because seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. He didn't say seek the things. He said seek the kingdom. How do I seek the kingdom? I seek the kingdom through His Word first and foremost. I seek the kingdom through the preaching of God's Word. Because it's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is ushered in through the preaching of God's Word. I seek the kingdom at church by being faithful to church attendance, where there's actual Word being preached, not to a social club. Do you understand the incredible importance of this in this age in particular, more so than any other age to date? We are closer than we have ever been. The warfare is more intense than it has ever been. And if the believer is not vigilant, guarding their heart and being built up in the Word of God, in the Word of grace, keeping themselves in the love of God, looking for mercy, if the believer is not vigilant in this way, the believer will fall into Laodicea. Laodicea is the church that loses the rewards. Your eternity, apart from salvation, depends on this. I don't know how else to say it. Your eternity depends on this. Get the Word of God. Otherwise, I become a believer who operates in Satan's kingdom. I'm an enemy toward God, yet born again. And Satan uses a believer like that to take the world to hell. Believers are among the people who are most responsible for people going into hell. Because they don't take His Word seriously. How can my life be an example of Christ to the unbeliever apart from His Word? Am I going to be that good? How many times have we told people it's not being good that gets you to heaven? Yet we as believers think it's being good that makes me righteous before God. Well, you know what? That's Galatianism. It has nothing to do with that. That is another form of iniquity. Only through His Word can I operate in His kingdom. Oh, I may be saved. I'm not going to lose my salvation. But I'm not going to be different from the world other than that. I'll just be religious. Only through His Word can I experience the fullness of the life of God. There is no other place to get it. Because the Word will take me to the cross and the cross will give me His life. Only through His Word. Yet believer after believer after believer after believer, even in the best churches, they will not take His Word seriously. They will not get built up first thing in the morning in the Word of God to whatever capacity they have. They will not. They don't believe. They are stubborn in it. They get taught and they still don't do it. They're stubborn. That's a dangerous place to be. 1 Samuel 15:23 has an answer to that. What does it say? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity. Stubbornness is from Satan's throne. Do you get it? Stubbornness towards the Word of God is Satan's strategy being worked out beautifully in my life. He's got me exactly where He wants me. And now I operate in His kingdom. And He's got authority and dominion over my life. Stubbornness towards the Word of God is what leads people into frustration in their life with God. Why? Because they feel like God is establishing a standard or asking things of them that they cannot possibly maintain. Well, no kidding, they can't maintain it. No human being can maintain it. The Word of God maintains it. The Word of God is what maintains Christ in my life as an experience. The Word of God is what maintains righteousness in a believer's life. The Word of God is what maintains my faith toward God. It's the Word of God that maintains me. It's not my own effort. My own effort puts me right smack into the kingdom of iniquity. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Do you get it? It's the Word of God. I need the Word of God more than I need to eat or anything else. Get this. I need the Word of God more than I need to breathe. Why? Because even if I live a long time, I'm still going to go home, and then I'm going to be evaluated by His Word at the Bema Seat. I need the Word of God. And you know what? So do you. That's the only possible way for the believer to operate at the throne of grace. It's to be richly built in the Word of God. Because other than that, all I have is a frame of reference of self. Iniquity. Throne of Satan. Do you know why people have trouble with anger, moods, irritability, anxiety, insecurity, fear, frustration? What other host of emotions human beings have? We're all there, by the way. I'm there just as much as the next person. If I don't get built up in the Word of God, I am just as much there as anybody. Why is it? Because I'm lacking a frame of reference. Because I'm lacking the mind of Christ. So I have the only frame of reference that's there by default by my biological life. If I don't have God's life, I have only my biological life. And the flesh is a part of that life. Right? The flesh is a part of that life. Sin is in my physical members. So if I'm operating outside of God's Word, I'm operating in iniquity because I'm operating in the flesh. Simple as that. How do I get out of it? I start getting God's Word. It's that simple. I get up in the morning and I don't get familiar with God's Word. I get up in the morning and I turn God's Word on. And if I don't have time to sit down and read, then I have time to sit down and listen. And I don't let my mind wander onto 50 other things, playing it as a religious practice where, oh, if the noise is in the background, my mind is somewhere else. That's not listening, that's noise. What is the most important thing in your life? You can tell me it's God all you want, but if you're not getting the Word of God, it's not God. It's whatever it is that you are getting or doing. You're not fooling anybody but yourself. You're certainly not fooling God. Need the Word of God, folks. Need the Word of God. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, with the throne, with the kingdom, with the government of God, not with meats. And that's not offering to, that's not talking about meat or possessions or things. That refers to ceremonial use of meat. That's talking about the religious use of meat. Not with religious acts, not with pretense, not with a pretended piety, but with the Word of God establishing my heart in grace. That's where I enter the throne. Those religious things, the Word of God says it. It's in your Bible, Hebrews 13:9. They profit them nothing. They have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Hosea 14:2. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Take the words that you have been taught. Take them with you. Masticate them. Take them with you. Dwell on them. Meditate on them. You hear a message from a man of God, you meditate on that message. You dwell on it. You don't let Satan take it away from you through vain conversations, things that are meaningless and empty. Don't you realize you're in a kingdom? Don't you realize you're in a war? Take them, meditate on them, dwell on them, listen over and over and over until they become a portion of you. Well, it takes 10 times to hear it and you retain 10% after 10 times. Listen to it. That's why I put everything on the internet. Listen to it. That's why we make discs. Listen to it because you need it. You need it for the health of your own soul, and your soul will determine the health of your body ultimately. That's what the Word of God said. May you prosper as your soul prospers. People don't believe it because they live in iniquity. They live in an emotional response. They live in a natural reasoning response. They live in a horizontal sight response, but they don't live in faith toward God's Word. And so because they don't mix faith with what they hear, it doesn't profit them. It doesn't become their mind. And all they have is a throne that is Satan's dominion. The title deed to your life was taken in the garden. You don't have the options. You don't. You don't have the options. Satan has the title deed for the world. The Lamb of God took it back, but Satan still is the god of this world system. Apart from the Word of God, I have no other option. Do you understand this? Apart from the Word of God, I have no other option. I will live in His dominion. With the Word of God, I don't have to strive, I don't have to struggle, I don't have to try it. It becomes my mind, and the normal thought pattern for me puts me right into God's dominion. But believer after believer in this country is just as lukewarm as can be. What did Jesus say to those people? He said, come follow me. What did they say? Oh, I have something. I got to go bury my father. He says, let the dead bury their dead. I bought some land. Right? What was it? I got a wife. What was so wrong with burying his father? It was delaying obedience. That's what was so wrong. A delayed obedience is a mark of a lukewarm spirit. I don't delay obedience. I don't do things my way. I do things God's way because my way doesn't exist. I only think it does. My way is a way of self-consciousness, an awareness of myself all the time, and me as the frame of reference and the premise, and that is the definition of Satan's kingdom in my life. Satan doesn't say be evil. Satan says be self-oriented. This is why the attack on the Word of God. This is those fools out there in Britain who are putting those things on the buses, those signs. They're not saying go out there and kill somebody. They're saying be self-oriented. Why? Because then I am going to be in the government of Satan. This is the strategy, folks. Satan's not going to go out and tell... Well, sometimes he'll try to get you there if he can, and certainly he does that to a lot of people, but to a believer who has convictions, he's not going to be able to say, go out and sleep with somebody, or go out and do something immoral, or go out and kill somebody, or go out and do something wicked, go drink, go do drugs. He's not going to be able to tell him that, and he knows it. He's just going to say, oh, the Word of God's fine, I just don't need it right now. A little bit of Laodicea, a little bit of a lukewarm familiar spirit, and all of a sudden a little bit of the flesh pops up, a little bit of that awareness of self, that consciousness of self, and I'm right in His kingdom. People think that to be in the kingdom of Satan is to be something like a murderer or a drug addict or a prostitute. No. It's to be conscious of self. That puts me in His kingdom. That's iniquity. Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14, that's iniquity. It was because he was aware of himself, aware of his own beauty, aware of the talent that God gave him, and that was what corrupted his wisdom. This is why there's such an attack, even in the Christian church, against the Word of God. This is why these people will say things, some of them, thank God not all of them, certainly there's many good ones, but this is why some of them will say things like, oh, I'm going to preach a prosperity message because that's what popular. Be good, do good, God loves you, warm and fuzzy. Why? Because it tickles people's ears, it's not sound doctrine, and it puts me squarely in Satan's dominion. What do you want in your life? Really? What do you want in your life? Do you want to be under Satan's dominion or God's? Well, of course I want to be under God. Then get the Word! It's that simple. If you want to be in God's government, get the Word. Period. You want to spend the day in Satan's government? Ignore the Word of God. Period. This is why I tell you guys, every morning, first thing, as much as you are able, get the Word. Get the Word. Get built up. Get the Word. Get built up in the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It puts you squarely in God's dominion, in His government. It's not just a good idea. It's not just a good religious practice. It's stupid. It's nothing like that at all. It is your life with God. What other options do you have? God gave only the one. God didn't say, listen to music. God said, get the Word. Godly music is wonderful, I love it, but it is not interchangeable with His Word. There are believers who think because they've listened to a good Christian music tape or something like that, that they've gotten the Word of God. No, you haven't. Those things are wonderful in their place. They're edifying and they're wonderful in their place. But they are not the same as the Word of God. They edify, but they don't build substance. They don't give you the mind of Christ. I must be in the Word of God if I'm going to operate in the throne of grace. And that's all that's to it. There's no other way about it. There's absolutely no other way about it. I live in iniquity and I won't be able to help it. I won't be able to do anything about it if I'm not getting the Word of God. That simple. Get the Word. Get the Word. Get the Word. How do you think a believer keeps from loving the world and the things of the world? It's through the Word of God. It's through the mind of Christ. The natural mind has an affinity for the world. But the Word of God says, don't love the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, don't love the world nor the things of the world. Why? Because to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Do you realize there's Christians who are walking around and they're actually enemies of God and they're still born again? Isn't that amazing grace on God's part? And yet they operate as enemies of God. Because they love the world. But that can only come, folks, through the Word of God. It's not something you can work up. I can't work it up. You can't work it up. No one can work it up. Jesus would withdraw into the wilderness and spend time being built up by the Father in His Word. He said, I have meat that you know not of. He was talking about the Word. The living Word had to get built up in the Rhema, in the Spirit-breathed Word. This is why in Matthew chapter 4, the Word of God says, man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He's not even talking about the book. He's talking about your relationship with the book through the Holy Spirit. People read the book and they say, okay, I've read my chapters. And it means nothing to them. It is lifeless to them. Why? No Holy Spirit application of the Word of God, because there is no humility in the heart towards God's Word. No meekness before Him. When you read the Word of God, you need two things. You need to read your Bible and you need to listen to messages. Why? The Word of God written gives me substance. The Word of God preached builds my faith. Substance without faith is meaningless. Faith without substance is subjective. I need His Word as the Holy Spirit leads me in all truth. That's what Jesus is talking about when He uses the word Rhema and not the word Logos. I need to ask God, show me something in Your Word as I read. I fellowship with His mind. Folks, do you realize what we're talking about here? God Himself fellowships with you. God does. And His Word is His mind. And the Rhema is the application of His mind. His word is His mind. You want to know Him? You want to really be a Christian? How many Christians in their hearts say, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm born again, but frankly, I could do better. There's a lot of Christians in that place. Most of them won't admit it, but in their own heart they will. It's the word that's missing. How many places do people think, oh, there is no word of God out there? Oh, this is the best I can do. Maybe when I get to heaven. What a satanic lie. You know why? Complacency, familiarity, and a lukewarm spirit. If I want the Word of God, I'll find it. Right? If I want the Word of God, I'll find it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit says so. He leads me. You think the Holy Spirit will lead you into something lukewarm that makes God want to throw up? Yes, God, I was led into something that makes you want to throw up. Yeah, you were led okay. Wrong spirit, but you were led. But yet Christians, so many of them are so starved, and they will call it His call. They will call it His leading. And it doesn't even resemble His leading. It's iniquity. That's all it is. It's plain and simple iniquity. Never, not once, never guard your heart against this more than anything else. Never become familiar with His Word. If there's anything that you do, if there is one thing that you do, never become familiar with His Word. Never let His Word be anything other than incredibly precious in your life. Because if you do, you will not have the option. You will operate in Satan's dominion. You will have no other option. On the other hand, if the Word of God is precious to you, if the Word of God is your life, if you eat it, breathe it, think it, drink it, live it, if that is your life, then you operate in God's dominion, and His dominion gives you His life. What did He say? It's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How do I become someone who inherits the kingdom of God? It's God's word that causes me to inherit His kingdom. It's God's Word. How do I seek God first? I seek His Word. That's where I start. I seek His Word. But believer after believer is familiar with the Word of God. It gets dull to him. It gets boring. The mind wanders. Not that exciting anymore. I wish I could do something different. You know why? Because they're already suckered by Satan. They've already been deceived, and they're already operating in his kingdom. And this is simply the next step. What does a believer like that do? Change their mind. Turn. How do I turn? Well, first thing in the morning, I put in a disc. First thing in the morning, I put a message on my iPod. First thing in the morning, I put a message tape in the cassette recorder, or whatever it is that I have. First thing in the morning, I listen to the Word. I read my Bible. I hear the Word of God. And before long, I'm experiencing the life of Christ. The life of Christ brings joy to my heart. The Word of God brings joy to my heart. My spirit loves God's Word. Well, you know what? I can have that all the time. but I cannot be familiar with it. Familiarity is a thief, and it is a cancer. Just like cancer steals your life, familiarity steals your life. Satan's kingdom. That's what it is. It's iniquity. But when I get the Word of God, and I start having His mind as my frame of reference, then I don't even have to try the cross is in my life. Why? Because self is no longer on the throne of my frame of reference. God's Word is. Self is not even a thought. God's Word is. The word I very much can leave my vocabulary. Except for daily functioning with interactions with people. But in my frame of reference, word I is no longer even in my vocabulary. It's through the Word of God that I enter His kingdom. It's through the Word of God that I'm in His dominion. You know?